Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. What a show I have for you guys today. What a show. We have a true queen icon legend on the program. Her name is Kathy Lee Gifford, who's got a new movie out called Then Came You with Craig Ferguson. Elizabeth Hurley's in it. It comes out September 30th for one night only in theaters, and then it'll be on demand October 2nd and beyond. It's so cute. She wrote it. She produced it. She stars in it. And it's a great way to escape for a couple hours. If you want a little rom-com goodness, turn it on. And I gotta say, it was so exciting for me to talk to Kathy Lee Gifford, because not only do I always play her music on this podcast.
Everyone has a story, different as night and day.
But also, I grew up watching her on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, and then later on The Fourth Hour of Today with another Queen Icon legend, Hoda Kotb. And I'm a talk show junkie, so I absorb all these talk shows. I love watching talk show hosts work, and I think Kathy Lee is truly gifted at the talk show space. So it was so exciting for me to get to talk to her, and it wasn't just me who was excited. I gotta say, it was also my mother, Linda Pellegrino, because I've had tons of wonderful people on this program. On this podcast, we've been doing it for a couple years, I don't know, almost 300 episodes or something. We've had Grammy winners. We've had Academy Award winners like Marcia Gay Harden. We had Gabourey Sidibe, who was nominated for Academy Award a couple weeks ago. We had Katie Couric on the program. We had an Avenger. Elizabeth Olsen came on the podcast. We've had so many wonderful people, housewives from every franchise. And quite often, when I tell my mother, I say, so-and-so's coming on the program, she's not, quite frankly, very excited. But when I told her, you guys, when I called my parents, they were both on the line. You know, sometimes I talk to them together at night. Gary and Linda, my parents, were on the line, and they said, what were you up to today? This was we did the interview maybe a week or two ago. They said, what were you up to today? And I said, well, I interviewed someone. And they said, who did you interview? And I said, Kathy Lee Gifford. And when I tell you the gasp that came out of Gary and Linda, it was like I had stopped time. There it was. Like my mom, her gasp. I hadn't heard her that excited in years. Truly. I mean, my mother was over the moon. Kathy, Dan, you talked to Kathy Lee? I drink out of her coffee mug every morning. Because a few years back when Kathy Lee was on the Today Show, I bought my mom the mug. And I have one myself, so it was like a thing between us. Obviously, we're states away, but we have the same coffee mug. So sometimes in the morning, we text each other when we're drinking out of our Kathy Lee and Hoda mug. And my mom, she said, I drink out of her mug every morning. But she was so excited. So I sent her and my dad the interview a little bit beforehand. And, you know, that was their proudest moment. They're not always super vocal about their pride, right? They're proud of me. I get it. They are. But they aren't always as vocal. But when I had Kathy Lee Gifford on the podcast, they truly lost it. And so I was very proud to give them that. I was very proud to give them pride back to me, if that makes any sense. And so it was great to chat with Kathy Lee. Again, the new movie's Then Came You. And I knew Kathy was a very religious person, a very spiritual person. And so the conversation did dive into an area that I wasn't quite expecting. But of course, I always want to be respectful of everyone's different points of views. And so it did go a little bit differently than I had planned, but it was a wonderful conversation. And I enjoyed the conversation so, so much. And I hope you guys check out Then Came You for just a little escape. Also, Craig Ferguson is the male lead, and I find him very sexy and just super charming. I don't know. He's just super charming. And Elizabeth Hurley is truly one of the most gorgeous women in the planet. Like, it's literally, I was watching it and I was like, I'm kind of disgusted in how pretty she is. Just like stunning, stunning. I remember watching Austin Powers as a kid and just like being blown away by her beauty. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the chat with Kathy Lee Gifford, and we'll be back next week with some Housewives recaps, Potomac, and all of that good stuff. But for now, I hope you enjoy. I'm going to leave you with this chat with Kathy Lee Gifford. Before I do, I want to say please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to get anything from the Everything Iconic store, go to everythingiconic.store. We have t-shirts, wine glasses, all the good stuff. So everythingiconic.store. And If you want to support this podcast, go to patreon.com/everythingiconic, and you can donate $4 or more per month, and you get access to the bonus episodes. More importantly, you help support this podcast. I'm doing one bonus episode a month over there. Oh, one more thing I want to mention. We're going to do a little Everything Iconic book club. So Mariah Carey, who's my number one, she's got a new memoir out called The Meaning of Mariah Carey. It's fantastic. I hope you all read it. I'm going to do a podcast episode about the book, similar to what I did with the Jessica Simpson book, which was also fantastic. We're going to do a whole episode. Greggy Bennett's going to come on. He's a huge Mariah fan. And so we're going to talk about The Meaning of Mariah Carey. That'll be in a couple weeks. I want to give people time to read the book. I don't know when it'll be out, but read it or listen to the Audible. In the Audible, she sings a little bit. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a great book. I did both. I read it and then I listened to it. Anyway, so with all that said, please enjoy my chat with Kath. Oh, also you can view the chat on YouTube, the new YouTube channel. If you want to watch it, turn off this podcast, go watch it on the YouTubes. YouTube.com/Danny Pellegrino and the number one. Go subscribe, like, comment. Well, it's fun to watch it. You know, if you don't want to listen, if you got a TV or a tablet in front of you, go watch it on YouTube so you can see us, our beautiful faces. I show Kathy Lee during our interview. I showed her. I have her cookbook from the 90s. I showed it to her. I also showed her. I have the KLG wine glass. I got the coffee mug. I showed her all my KLG merch. And I think she was impressed. She could tell I was a fan. I'm a Kath fan. What do we call ourselves? You know how the Mariah Carey's fans were the lambs. What's the Kathy Lee Gifford fans? What are we? I need to figure that out. The Caths. No, that's not right. Let me think. I'll figure it out. I'll let you guys know what the Kathy Lee Gifford stands are called. But in the meantime, enjoy my chat with the one and only KLG. And I'm going to play a little clip from the trailer of Then Came You, which is on demand October 2nd. Again, it's called Then Came You.
Is this your first time in Scotland?
My first time anywhere, really. I've never seen anything except through the movies.
So much more beautiful than the pictures.
Ah, Annabelle, this is Claire, my fiancé.
And is your husband here with you?
No, he passed away a little over a year ago.
20 countries of your 20 favorite movies.
It's fascinating.
I'm just all about new everythings these days.
Can you take them? Because they don't let dogs in here.
They're not welcome.
Well, they prefer attractive women, but you'll be fine. Come on.
I'm embarrassed about having to run an inn in a place that used to be my home.
So I do the housekeeping as well.
I saw your Spanx.
I don't wear Spanx.
It's a wee bit of Scottish humor there.
Can I have one of your chocolates here?
That's not a box of chocolates. I'm sorry. That's my husband.
You keep a dead husband inside a box of chocolates?
You're mad.
I'm just kind of sad.
I gotta make new memories or the old ones are gonna kill me.
Let's get drunk.
Sometimes you're very cute.
You're good looking as well.
Wow.
As well as me. I'm still good looking.
You wanted to marry me.
Suddenly feel differently because this simple little woman turns up.
She's not that simple. She's complicated.
No, don't jump!
What you have to do is to learn how to be happy again.
Happy! I think you're probably meant to be here.
No, I gave up my dreams once for a man.
He's different with you.
Happy. We're just two people trying to do the best we can do.
What, you saying I need a haircut?
No! Some help?
Oh, sure. You're going to come down here in your sexy pajama top.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Don't do that. He's never seen a woman's legs before.
Happy! Kathy Lee Gifford, how are you doing today? I'm so excited to talk to you.
I'm so happy to talk to you, Danny. By the way, I love your water.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm no relation, but I like it. Speaking of drinks, Kathy Lee, I have your Today Show mug. Wow. I have your Today Show wine glass. It says KLG. And at the beginning of quarantine, I picked up this. It's your Cooking with Regis book.
Yes. Recipes in there. Great ones. They're all from our families coming on the show and like my mother's spaghetti sauce. And I love that little book. That was many books ago. And many years ago with that precious friend of mine. Mm.
And also, I mean, the pictures in it are beautiful. There's a few of you and Regis just on set behind the scenes or in between shots that are beautiful. I mean, I was literally sobbing after he passed. I was looking through it at the pictures and you could just see a lot of love between the two of you. So it was beautiful.
You're so blessed. I mean, 15 years together, we changed the the landscape of daytime television forever. We never had one unkind or awkward or word between us. We never had an argument. We never had any of that. And you know what? I didn't with Hoda either for 11 years. God is good. And he put me where I was supposed to be for his reasons then. And I'm glad I got to see Regis 2 weeks before he passed. He and his wife Joy came for lunch at my house and we laughed and laughed and laughed. Mm. She later told me it was the last time she heard him laugh.
That's so, it's so beautiful. Yeah. It's special. It's special. And Kathy, I got to say, just as an interviewer, I've always worshipped you because I grew up watching you, of course, with Live with Regis and then with Hoda later. And one of the things I think about you is you have this strange ability that I truly, honest to God, think you're one of the very few people who are able to do this, where you can be so funny, silly, goofy, and then instantly the next moment be earnest and sincere, and it doesn't feel fake or put upon. And I think that's such a rare quality, and I've always admired that watching you on TV. So thank you.
Wow, thank you. I'm not a trained interviewer. I'm not a journalist. I remember when Good Morning America asked me to come and to be a regular on their show. I said, why? I said, I'm not a journalist. And they said, we don't want a journalist. At that time, it was under the auspices of NBC or ABC Entertainment. They said, but you're interested in people and you're good with people and you're totally unaware of yourself on the camera. You're not like preening or you know, all of that stuff. I said, because I don't know what I'm doing, you know, but that's what they wanted. And that's never changed because I am interested in people's stories and I do try to treat people with respect. And I do want to have fun. I want to laugh. Right. Life is funny. And if you lose your sense of humor, you might as well go on home to the Lord.
Right. You said everyone has a story. Everyone has a story.
Oh, you are.
Different as night and day.
Hey. Oh, you killed me.
Everyone has their own journey. Some follow a path.
Some wander away.
But what? Everyone has a moment.
Life and then you're getting into a bigger key.
I can't sing. I'm tone deaf. Anyway, Kathy, this movie that you did, Then Came You, is so beautiful. I love rom-coms too, so it was a delight to watch. But you wrote it, produced it, you did the music for it, you star in it with Craig Ferguson, Elizabeth Hurley. Were you exhausted doing it?
Well, I would have done the catering too, but nobody would have eaten. So I was exhausted doing it because I left the Today Show and went, not permanently, but took a 6-week takeaway from there, got on a plane literally and went and shot for 6 weeks. And yeah, I was exhausted because wearing all those hats, I had to get away from the set after 12 hours or 13 hours, whatever it was, and rewrite sometimes or take some of our investors out to dinner or... You know, it never ended. And the nights are really, really, they're light in Scotland that time of the year. You'd have maybe an hour of darkness every night. So it was hard on my schedule, hard on my body, hard on my heart. But at the same time, I was so happy, so excited to be doing this. These are my childhood dreams I'm doing now, Danny. I waited a long, long time. And the Today Show kept asking me to stay because they had a lot of, you know, chaos there for a few years. And would you stay just another year? Would you stay? And I love those people. So finally I had to say to them, yes, but you got to let me do the movies because it's time. And I've done all the production work. We got to get going. So they were great. Yeah. But now it's full time. I get to spend every day, you know, working on these dreams that the Lord placed in my spirit and in my heart long before I was finished being formed in my mother's womb. I believe that every child has dreams, God-given dreams inside of them long before they came in. They come into this world. They've just come. They're coming from the heaven. They're coming from God's realms, the heavenly realms. And then the seed becomes, you know, the child woven for 9 months until it comes into this world. And it's all one beautiful evolutionary thing, you know, and then we ultimately go to the next world, which is eternal. So, I feel born again, I got to tell you, because I'm doing the work I was born to do. I know it. And it's thrilling. I'm so grateful to God for this, Most people have a foot in not the grave yet at this point in their life, but they got a foot on a golf cart, you know, in a golf course.
Or they're, right.
Or they're just spending time with their grandchildren and they're doing all those things, which are wonderful. But I'm not built that way.
Yeah.
I'm not built that way. I will be on a movie set or in a sound stage or, you know, in a symphony hall the day I go. I hope. I pray to God.
Kathy, you know, I'm someone who was raised, I was raised Catholic, and I've struggled with my religion and my faith throughout my adult life. And I wonder if, did you ever go through a time where you lost faith a little bit? Does that make sense?
Sure. I think crises of faith, every single person that I write about, whatever form it emerges out of, is a person that struggles with their faith. Faith is hard. Faith requires us to believe things that we cannot see. Faith requires us to trust God's promises that we have no idea how and when he's going to make them come true. Faith is an exercise of our will, and it's hard. But my faith goes back now to the time when I was 12 years old. And when I look back on my life, it's not the story of my faithfulness to God. If I was ever faithful, it was because he gave me strength to be. But my story is God's. Are you drinking wine?
Just a little. I mean, in honor of you, I am. Yeah, I'm listening, but
My story is God's faithfulness to me. Right. And he's not going to stop doing that now. And I went through some very, very tough times. You know, and my tough times, unfortunately, were very public. Mm-hmm. And that makes it even harder. Hard enough when your husband's unfaithful to you, but when it's on splashed across every tabloid and every newspaper and every late night comics making fun of it and everything else, it's a nightmare I wouldn't wish on an enemy if I had one. But I never stopped believing in Jesus. I never stopped believing that God is a good God, and I've felt at times though that he's gotten so busy that he's forgotten me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. You've just been waiting and waiting and waiting for so long for his promises to come true that you just think, Lord, I know you don't abandon your children, but have you just sort of forgotten me? Mm. You know, and he hasn't. He's the right. God of Jesus. So, but it's a fair question. And yes, every person in the Hall of Fame of the Bible went through periods like that. Nobody was a stalwart. I love that about the Bible. It puts in all the bad stories too about everybody. Nobody's all, you know, sugar-coated with smooth area from the waist down, if you know what I mean. They're all living, breathing, sinning human beings that God loves.
Yeah.
And change.
I'm always so fascinated. My grandma was a very faith-based person, and she never seemed to lose it. She's passed now, but I don't know exactly where I fit in, to be honest with you. Speaking of Then Came You, this movie, you mentioned you were wearing a lot of hats, and I wondered, was there one hat that you think you're best at, like writing, producing? Is there one that you feel the most at home in?
The one I feel the most at home in, the one that is just I can't get it out fast enough, is writing. My songwriting, my lyrics. They just, I can't, I mean, 2 o'clock in the morning, boom, I have a whole song. Sometimes within a half an hour. Then Came You, the theme song. I took a 5-hour hike in the Highlands, and our movie used to be called Love Me to Death, a song that I had written with Brett two years before. And I love that song. And all of a sudden, I went up to the Highlands. So the Lord said, go home, go back to where you're staying, the lodge, and go to my favorite place, which is, you know, in the movie, where the movie ends. I went there and I wrote those lyrics. And I felt like it was a gift from God. And I called Brett and I said, Brett, I'm going to change the title of the movie. I'm going to change the end of the movie. It's going to end right here. And I think we got to do one more song. And I sent him the lyrics and he goes, oh, my God, Kathy. And then he sent me the music back, the melody he'd put down it. And I went, oh, my God, Brett. And we felt like we had a very, very special theme song.
Is that What Is Life But a Movie? Is that
that's Once Again?
Okay, okay.
The one that goes, so many years I lived in the shadows, and it goes, then came you, then came you, you know, and that's Brett singing, and he's got one of those glorious voices. But yeah, that's the easiest part. Probably, let's see, I started directing after we finished that movie. And that's the thing I'm loving now so much. Nick, I'd like to, of these five movies that we have sort of planned for these Annabelle and Howard, I'd love to direct one of them once I get a little bit more directing under my belt. That's the ultimate power.
Right.
Where you can choose every scene and light it the way you want and set it right where you want it and have your actors move to a certain spot and the light hits them a certain way. I've been thinking that way, Danny, all my life, but I was always the one that they were moving around. They're always the one that say, Kathy, sing it like this, say it like that. Stop there, smile there, look up here, look at, and I, you know, I learned from it. I learned every single time I got in front of a camera, every time I wrote a song, every time I, you know, I got a critic who say bad things about me. I tried to understand that there's a purpose for all of this stuff. And I tried to grow with every experience. And when I directed The God Who Sees in Israel with Nicole C. Mullen, who's just a brilliant artist and a dear friend, I felt like all of those gifts from way, 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 way back all culminated at the same time. And this is why this is your next journey, Kathy. Mm-hmm. You know, to be in the Holy Land, you know, and to work with artists. I've got these people coming up in these new three oratorios that are, I mean, it's B.B. Wynan, C.C. Wynan, it's Jimmy Allen, it's Larry Gatlin, it's the Lewis York, and so many others, Kathy Tricola, just great artists. And forgive me if I'm leaving them out, but yeah. It's a stunning cast.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So with Then Came You, you're planning five other additional films, right?
Four more.
So when can we imagine the next one getting up and running? I know I'm getting ahead of ourselves. But.
Oh, well, I got way ahead of you because even before I had finished writing or shooting Then Came You, I had already written half of the next one. I just love these characters so much. The next one is very much about the character of Gavin.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't want to give too much away for those who haven't seen the movie, but Annabelle has a quest. She's on a quest. It doesn't end in Scotland. She's got 20 places she wants to go. And so each next movie starts in a different place on her list.
Oh, I love that. So we'll have different locales. Mm-hmm. And in the movie, your character is going to different movie spots from movies that her and her husband had loved watching. What are some of your favorite rom-coms? Like, you must have some that you always...
I love Nancy Meyers ones. I think they are brilliant, yeah. Like complicated. Something's got to be. I mean, I can't even remember the titles of them.
The intern. Something's got to get. Father of the Bride. Fantastic.
They're all just brilliant. She's really my go to rom com lady. Did she do The Holiday?
She did The Holiday.
Yeah, love that one. She did not do maybe my favorite for it. She did It's Complicated. I love that one. She did not do though. Love Actually. And
that's
that one is. Beyond
Good. Have you seen Love Actually? I think was Richard Curtis.
Yes.
And have you seen About Time? It's sort of an underrated, it's an underappreciated Richard Curtis movie, but it's Rachel McAdams, and I believe Dominic Gleeson is the male.
It's in Scotland. Is that
I think
one?
It was. Yeah, I think it was.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Oh, it's such a love story. It's gorgeous. Yes. That I felt like was more of a drama.
It was definitely more. It was more of a drama and more a lot of the relationship between the boy and his father
is a little dark, right?
Yeah, right.
But that doesn't mean it's not a great movie. But you asked specifically about rom-coms. Yeah. I'm one of those people that I don't like my time wasted. I don't like silliness unless it's Jerry Lewis, you know, unless great silliness, like Betty White, you know, Regis was a genius at being silly. But I don't like stupid. Mm-hmm. And so much of what passes for entertainment today just insults my intelligence and or is offensive. I hope nothing in this movie seems, it's going to offend some people. I know that, but I'm not writing about two people of faith. I'm writing about two people in this movie who don't know yet that God loves them. They're doing the best they can. And I think the church through the centuries has let down people like that. We tend to judge them. And that's not going to get them into the kingdom of heaven, loving them. So these are two people. I wanted to create two characters that we've never seen before that that audiences will fall in love with just because they're because of the nature of who they are as human beings. They have a lot to share.
It must have been so much fun to work with Craig Ferguson too, because he's hilarious. I'm sure you guys laughed.
Craig. Yeah. I wrote the whole movie for Craig. I wouldn't have done the movie if he hadn't agreed to do it. Did you know that story of how it came to be? He was co-hosting with me at the Today Show, and he was outrageously good. And I begged for him to stay for a whole week, and he did. And at the end of the week, we went to lunch just to sort of harness our ideas about what can we do next? This was so fun. And he said, you know, Kathy, if we wait for our agents to get us a job on television, we're going to die waiting. Let's write a movie together. And I went, okay. Sounded fun. He got on a plane to go to California. I went home, went to sleep, exhausted from a wackadoodle week with him, and woke up at 2 a.m. Remember this, the dog in the movie Up? He goes, squirrel.
Squirrel.
I had a squirrel moment. I went, I know what this movie should be about.
Yeah.
Their names are Annabelle and Howard. I see them. I don't know all the details, but and then I got up at 2, which is not unusual for me. Started writing at noon. I had 6 scenes, and those 6 scenes are actually in the movie. They were meant to be.
Yeah.
I called up Craig, who had barely landed his Scottish butt down in California. I said, "Hey, Craig," and he goes, "Oh, Kathy." Like,
you're like, here's what we're doing.
I just got rid of you. And he said, "What is it?" I said, "Remember that movie that we were going to write?" And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "I think I just did."
Oh, my God.
I said, "It's not, of course, the whole movie, but it's the idea. It's the genesis of an idea that I think works. Can I send it to you?" So he said, "Yeah." So we typed it up and sent it to him. And the next day he calls me. He goes, "Kathy, this is your baby. I stand ready to serve."
I love that.
Later, we were in Scotland filming it. So it was a miracle. You know, you don't get the money, the locations. I went and scouted and found that fantastic place that is Odds Inn. Right. You know, and that
beautiful locales. Amazing. Yeah, it was stunning. Yeah. And you had a great female director as well, which I think
I wanted a female director.
Great. Yeah. I feel like it makes a difference, particularly in this genre. I do think having a female filmmaker it does bring something different.
Women have a different take on things.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own unique takes on it. But I had loved her first movie, Big Stone Gap. Mm. And I love her novels. And she'd been a good friend of mine for years and very supportive of my work. And I'd even taken her to Israel with me on one of our trips. So I trusted Adriana that she was gonna be as faithful to the material as I was writing it. But Craig, he is among my top 3 people in the entire show business world that I not only admire for their brilliance, but that's God given. I love him as a human being. He's kind.
From his heart.
He's my friend. He has my back. You know, we are completely different. I always tell him you're my favorite agnostic in the whole world.
Yeah. Kathy, I can't let you go without asking you about a movie that I grew up with. I remember watching on the Disney Channel that you were in with Justin Timberlake, Model Behavior.
It was Justin Timberlake's first movie.
Yes.
And it was Cody. That's the little
boy. Son.
He was 9 years old, I think, when he made that movie. He's behind the scenes now, producing and screenwriting. It's my daughter that became the actress, but I had a ball doing that. You know, I'd prayed and dreamed my whole life of doing Disney movies, and I ended up being able to do Disney movies. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember loving it when I was a kid. It was great.
I look back on my life, Danny, and I go, Lord, first of all, I feel like Waldo. How did I get to be everywhere? How did I get to do that? How did I get to do that? And the moral of that is that I let him lead me. You know, if we cling to a plan that we've got, we're never going to have the kind of adventures I've had. Mm. If you just cling to his hand and let him guide you to the next step on your journey, it's full of wonder what the places he will take you, the adventures you will have, the mountains you will climb, like it says in that movie, in that song once again, you know, the meadows and the mountains.
Mountains you climb.
Yeah. You like the score?
Kathy, that song has been stuck in my head for, not kidding, a week.
oh, wait, the soundtrack is coming out too. Yeah, and that's Brett singing with me on that too. And you ever heard Love Me to, Love Me to Death is already out. That was my first number one song on iTunes. We showed the trailer or the video of that on the Today Show within 15 seconds. Boom, number one on iTunes.
Kathy, do you ever think you'll return? I'm loving this stage of your life and just watching you get to express yourself. But do you ever imagine going back to some sort of talk show or interview format, or do you think you're done with that?
You know what? I've always said never, never. I don't ever want to do what I've done in the past. That's not fun. Right. I would do it again. And there are only two people that I would consider doing it with. And maybe there's others but I don't know of, but I've been asked about that. And that might happen. The first was obviously Craig. But I don't want to work in New York anymore. I want to stay here in Nashville. I'm done with that culture there. The culture here is a culture of kindness and great people making great music and doing great art. And New York has changed way too much for me in the last few years. So I'm so happy here. Bells ring in this town. Yeah. You know, bells. People are, hey, God bless you. They're just
Get you a Nashville show. Let's get you something in Nashville.
If I do it, I would do it here, and I would do it with Craig's not going to move here. He lives in Scotland, but there are some people here. One of my favorite people on the planet is Jimmy Allen, new young African-American guy that I've become dear friends with. He's brilliant, 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 all self-taught, all natural, all, you know, it was somebody like Jimmy. I would do it again, as long as I had time for the movies, time for the oratorios, time to go to
I'm hoping to see it, but I thank you so much, Kathy, for taking the time to chat with me. Cheers to you.
Cheers to you, Danny Pellegrino.
Thank you for being such an inspiration and a delight. Thank you.
You are a sweetheart. Thank God bless you.
You too, Kathy. Thank you.
God bless.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.